Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. We welcome you to a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time you can join us in song and prayer and the Word of God, fellowship with other saints, a time when we gather together just to lift Him up and praise Him now and worship Him. Let's sing together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And of course, Ephesians 6:10 gives us the basis for that song, where Paul says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Praise the Lord. Well, we want to make the devil nervous today as we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We want to sing and praise the Lord. We want to pray and get in the presence of God and let our requests be made known unto God. And we want to read the Word of God. It is the truth. It is a light unto our path. It is a lamp unto our feet. Praise the Lord. Let's have a great time in the presence of the Lord. Going to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, we're going to 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18. Two little short verses, but very, very strong. He says, "Pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful advice? Pray without ceasing. Don't quit praying. Don't give up. Continue in prayer. And then continue to give thanks in everything. Well, I've seen a few things it was kind of rough to give thanks in. But let's be obedient to the Word of God. Let's give thanks in everything. How come? Because this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Let's take the celebration hymnal today and let's turn to page 750. Many of you know this. You can sing along with us and clap your hands on "Peace Like a River." I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. Yes, I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. Yes, I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. Sing now. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. Yes, I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. Yes, I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. Hallelujah. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. Yes, I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. Hallelujah. Love and peace and joy, all like a fountain, all like an ocean, all like a river. Love and peace and joy. Hallelujah. It's just like J-O-Y. What a wonderful way to spell joy. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Thank you for being patient with me. I'm getting over some sinus activity where it's been draining in my throat, and it's a little bit raspy, but I'm going to do my best to pray and sing anyway, not let the devil cheat me out of it. So bear with me and pray for me if you will. I believe I'm going to survive. The doctors seem to think so anyway. Hallelujah. Let's get ready to pray. Prayer's always been an important part and segment of this broadcast. And I know many of you look forward to praying with us, and we look forward to you praying with us, and we want to pray with you as you pray with us. And we want to call on the name of the Lord and all together lift our voices to God and lift our faith to Him also. From Psalms 92, verse 4, David makes this statement. He says, "For Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through Thy work. I will triumph in the works of Thy hands. O Lord, how great are Thy works, and Thy thoughts are very deep." Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful today? Maybe you know God has done something, and it's run across your mind, and the thought that comes across your mind was, "I wish I'd have thought of that." Well, the reason you didn't think about that and the reason God thought about it is because His thoughts are deeper than our thoughts. I'm glad He does my thinking for me. Hallelujah. Let's call on the Lord. Father, we thank You today for the Word of God. We're thankful today, Lord, that You have made us glad. Lord, we're glad that we can triumph in the works of Thy hands. Your works are great. Your thoughts are very deep. You've been a wonderful Lord and a wonderful Savior to us. Lord, we thank You today for being our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. We thank You for helping us through our shortcomings and through our trials, through our long sufferings, through our pitfalls, Lord, through our errors and our mistakes, and Lord, and things that we fall in a snare and trap to sometimes. We come to You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank You for being with us and loving us and never leaving us and nor forsaking us. Hear the prayers today of each one. Most of all, Lord, our prayers are that You even so come quickly, Lord Jesus. And our prayers are, Lord, that You'll save our loved ones and anyone in this audience today that's unsaved that may be listening now. I pray that this ministry will speak to their hearts some way. Lord, let the Holy Spirit move to them, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will convict them. And today will be the day that many pray and find You as Savior and Lord. We put our trust and our confidence in You, Lord, and we give You praise. Thank You for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at his feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Hallelujah. Well, many of you comment about Sister Linda's singing and her piano artistry. She's going to sing a solo for us today entitled God is Still Good. Pray for her as she sings. With us for the past few minutes on the power of Pentecost. Join us daily at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. We do need to hear from you. Thank you so much for letting us know that you're there. After you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us to help us keep coming to you, it would be appreciated. But nevertheless, we want to hear from you. Send any mail, cards, checks, money orders, song requests, prayer requests, the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all